Let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to this free-for-all Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. This is Matt Wilhelm live in Berea here in the Dog Bowl, sitting in for Nathan Zagura, who is on his way west to see his father get married. Not in the studio with me, but will be contributing all show long is the producer slash talent, Jason Gibbs. What's up, Gibbs?
Use that word talent loosely, my friend.
Talent loosely. Well, after last night's NBA draft show, I have to say you have a little bit of talent to run point on that show.
That was a long night, man.
It was a long night, and there was a lot of personalities in that room.
Yes, there was.
There was.
Munch was talking about dominatrixes 10 minutes into the show. I'm like, okay, where are we going with this? Got to keep it on the rails.
Yeah, I listened to it, and it was an all-out fight for words. You know, you had you had Michael Regei, you know, who's obviously the former voice of the Cavaliers and still does, you know, King's Court post-game for you guys this year. You had Tody Cartagena, the beat reporter this year for ESPN Cleveland for all the Cavs insider information. You had Munch, who kind of, you know, Munch speaks for himself. There was
Munch is Munch.
You had Dino. Was Dino running the board?
Dino was on the board.
Dino was on the board, and you were running the point. Correct?
Dude, it was.
Am I leaving anybody out?
No.
Okay.
Were good. We had an intern here. He was call screening.
And his head was probably bouncing back and forth like a tennis ball.
Exactly.
But all in all, NBA draft went down last night. We'll touch upon it briefly today. But as I mentioned, this show is about all of you out there. It is a free-for-all Friday. Again, myself and Jason Gibbs here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours discussing everything from the NBA draft. Do you like the Cavs' moves? I did and I didn't for two different reasons, which, you know, Gibbs, you and I can discuss. We can talk. The rookie symposium is in town. We'll have some sound from Jameis Winston, who, by all accounts,
crab legs.
crab legs. Tony Grossi, I listened to him earlier today on Really Big Show, and he said, man, if he had not screwed up off the field, this guy is setting himself up wonderfully, just with how jovial and open he is to having fun and with the media, both with the media and the camps and with the other players as a part of the rookie class. We'll be talking. One other great topic that we'll talk about as the Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics for today is, what is the greatest staycation you've ever gone on or looked to go on? So a staycation is obviously, what would you say, a range of an hour?
I would say like one tank of gas.
Where can you go? So your greatest staycation that you've either are planning, hope to plan, or have already gone on within one tank of gas of your current residence. Gibbs, I'll throw it back to you. So you and I were going back via text last night, as I knew you were running point on that great show that aired last night covering the NBA draft for ESPN Cleveland. And I think at about pick 18, I saw Jay Billis's, a lot like Mel Kiper's, best of what's left at this point in the draft. And his number 6 prospect was Tyus Jones. And I go, and I kind of like, just having Duke make the run that they made, late into the season and win, the national championship, he was a big part of it as a freshman, just as Justice Winslow was as well. And knowing that we need that backup point guard spot, you know, whether we extend Matthew Dellavedova or offer him a contract or not is yet to be determined. But I thought, I was wowed with what I saw out of him playing at a high level, and just thought, as I said via text to you, backing up Kyrie, you stabilize that position, and then to just learn under the graces of LeBron and how everybody's mental and physical capacity for basketball is just going to go through the roof.
I got more and more excited because I kept seeing Tyus Jones going to be a mid-round pick, and I was all excited, and then it got to the Cavs, and I'm like, oh, my God, I think the Cavs might take him. Just because every two-guard was off the board at that point. Every shooter was basically –
except for Miller, the kid from Georgia State.
Correct. And I'm like, it's either going to be Miller or Jones.
Right.
And then they take Jones, and I'm like, awesome. Now, I'm a Duke fan, but I do have certain likes and dislikes when it comes to Duke players. But I think Jones is going to be a heck of a ball player. And I'm like, perfect. That's your backup point guard. Dele moves to the third guard, backup point guard. Now you have some depth of the position in case Kyrie goes down. Everything's good. And literally 2 minutes later, they're like, yeah, they traded the pick.
Right. So for me, my scenario was I text
you. You were hilarious.
I said, would love Jones, but I could also see the Cavs making a move to draft a Euro who would play in Europe for the next year or two so that he doesn't eat up any cap space. So ultimately, I'm sitting at home. I'm only tuned in. I've got my son already in bed. My daughter, we celebrated her birthday party yesterday. So she's got
a big birthday.
It was great. Snippets over in Rocky River. There's a new one in Avon. They did a great job.
What is Snippets, by the way?
Snippets is like kids' haircuts.
Okay.
So what they do, they have a little side room where so Gianna, my daughter, is turning 5 July 1st, but we're celebrating it because, of course, we'll be in Mexico. And invited 7 friends, and they basically do hair. So you get to pick a 5, like diva, cheerleader, flower child, and I don't know, superstar, right? Or their hairstyles. They get them sprayed. You literally cannot light candles on a birthday cake because of the amount of aerosol, glitter, and hairspray that they're using on these little girls' hairs, right? Hair. You know, butterfly bows in their hair. They do their nails. They do their makeup. They do, you know, gift bags and all that good stuff. But then they come and all the parents come back for only the last half hour. So parents drop their kids off. We entertain them. They get their hair done. They get dolled up. So all of our friends actually wore a princess dress. So we had Belle. We had, we had 5 Elsas. My daughter was Rapunzel, as you could probably imagine. And the parents come back for the last half hour and they walk the red carpet as they highlight like their favorite foods, what they want to be when they grow up, what's their nickname for themselves, all that kind of stuff. So all in all was great. But my whole point was, so my daughter, because it was her birthday and my wife had promised her that she gets to stay up and play with some of her toys, was still up. Okay. Cavs are on the clock. She's like, time for her to go to bed. My wife says, time for her to go to bed. I go, give me 30 seconds, because it was literally like the pick was in.
Yeah.
They walk up. We select Tyus Jones, and I'm like, yes! And I like scare the bejesus out of my daughter, who had her back to me, like, you know, quietly playing with her new toys. And she's like, Dad! So then I take her, put her up to bed, you know, sing her happy birthday, all that great stuff, and kind of like tune out the remainder of the draft. I don't even turn it back on. Like, my wife and I like did what we had to do. We turn around and watch the DVR. The rest of the night.
Yeah, and you text me. You're all fired up. I'm like, I know. It's awesome. I can't believe they got him. It's great. He fell to us. Awesome.
And then I get your text early in the morning and I respond. I don't recall what it was, but you're like, traded him. And I'm like, what? And you're like,
so this is the conversation.
Thanks for the late response, dude.
Yeah. Well, this is what Wilhelm. So I don't hear anything left. Let's see. I'm going back. You said blank yes, called it. I then text you back right away, and Denver heard back till 9:13 this morning. I said they just traded him to Minnesota.
Yep.
At 9:13, I get a text, what? And I was like, nice delayed reaction.
So I said, haha, went to bed. And you go, you say they traded Jones. And then, of course, I say, to get a Euro that doesn't count against the cap. I said that too.
Yep.
Yes.
Basically 3 guys that don't count against the cap. Let's be honest.
That's great. And yeah, with the 2 guys that are going to struggle to make the team. But I think I did tune in and this morning and listen to Griffin's press conference at 3:00 in the morning. And it was just no surprise. And I thought he said that they sought out this talent and they thought they were getting a bargain for where they got it. They still acquired a second round pick in 2019, which will essentially maybe be.
Who knows what that is?
Oh, I know. I mean, and you got to figure, will LeBron James still even be here in 2019? You know, that's what, 4 basketball seasons from now?
Yep.
He'll be in the last year, essentially, of his prime, quote unquote. So, interesting night. I thought I was extremely excited to see the Russell kid go to the Lakers. There had been rumors of him potentially dropping to 4 if it was the 3, you know, the 2 bigs. So that's going to be exciting. And I thought I also get to see the Byron Scott interview. And the last question, it might have been Rinaldi asked him, how do you think Kobe Bryant will receive him? And he said, I think he'll be fine. And it's just because Russell, to me, just oozes charisma, oozes confidence in himself and his game.
I thought the draft, I was surprised. We were really expecting everything we'd been told, everything we'd heard. There were going to be a lot of trades. There were going to be a lot of guys leaving teams like DeMarcus Cousins and those kinds of players. And we didn't – there was nothing. It went chalk for like the first 15 picks before things started getting a little crazy.
I do think Cousins, after everything that I've read and following the draft the way I have, I do think Cousins ends up in L.A. somehow, some way. I don't know.
Clippers or Lakers?
Clipper, yeah, you're right. And I thought the great scenario, I thought Jalen Rose, the one great thing that I liked about the coverage they had last year was Jalen Rose's comparison. I thought that was really cool. And that's like what we do, you know, during our draft or, you know, in our mock drafts. This guy's a lot like the same way that, you know, Nathan has said time and time again, Vince Maley reminds you a lot of Anquan Boldin. And I think that gives fans both, you know, deep in the trenches and those surface level fans that follow the Browns a good synopsis of what they expect when you draft the guy, because you and I never watched Washington State, but yet we got Xavier Cooper and Vince Maley, you know, in the first four rounds who are going to play impactful roles for this football team.
Yeah. And it was, I thought Jalen was hilarious last night.
He
went
was.
Back and I'm like, man, I wish I could have watched this live, but I DVR'd it and it's, you know, they got the bottom on the scroll on the bottom. They've got the latest who's been picked. And then they got like Jay Billis's top players
yep.
available. And then they go to Jalen Rose's team needs. And I don't know if you saw this or not.
The one words
during the yeah.
youth
during
size
during the Knicks part, it came up, it scrolls up to him. And he goes, Jalen's needs. And it just put everything. I was crying on the air. I was laughing so hard when that rolled up. I'm like, did he really just say they just need everything? That was hilarious last night. That was one of the biggest takeaways were the Knicks fans booing the heck out of their team for their pick of Porzingis.
Yes, which
– well, and really, I saw some people on Twitter last night, some real reputable people that said, who did you want them to get it for? Like the top three are off the board. Everything else is going to be a crapshoot.
Right, and the guy that I thought was the steal of the draft was the guy that I've referenced earlier, Justice Winslow, dropping
to
the Heat.
I know.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a good player.
Yeah,
he's the 3-and-D player that could be there for 10 years.
Yep, and if Wade comes back to Miami, he's going to have an understudy essentially for a couple of years. Which
and they
will
still
be
have Bosch. So, yeah, they've got some talent. And
yeah,
I think
they've got some players.
That bridges them back to maybe the playoffs, you hope,
yeah,
as long as they stay healthy.
I mean, they almost made it this past year.
It does. All right, well, that'll be our first segment, and I'll give you an overview again. This is Free For All Friday. We want to hear from you at
216-578-0850.
Talk about anything. Any Browns question you have for me, any transaction the Browns have made, any player position battles, Nathan and I talk about it in depth throughout the show. The NBA draft, what do you think of the Cavs' moves last night? Rookie symposium in town. You know, Jameis Winston, we'll hear from him later in the show. And our last point, our last Ohio Business Machine hot topic is staycation within a tank of gas. So that's probably within 4 hours. What's your greatest staycation? Which one would you like to plan? Or which one have you been on that was the best? Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forward.